At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Down to business on News Talk.
Sponsored by Bank of Ireland. We understand business. Choose the bank that's here to help you rise to today's business challenges and tomorrow's.
Now I'm here in my neck of the woods in Sandy Cove. I'm down at the 40 foot. I'm about to have a swim. Believe it or not, it's my first swim of the year. I'm a regular sea swimmer, but I don't do the over the winter stuff bar Christmas Day. Now, I'm also, and I don't really want to say this too loudly, I'm also in a dry robe. I was given one 4 years ago by my daughter Emily, but it became a kind of a scourge of the neighbourhood and I was afraid to wear it. So I'm wearing it again and I'm about to meet my guest. He's one Peter O'Brien. He's developed a new app called thesea.ie and we're about to go for a dip and then we're going to talk about the app and then we'll see where we go. Peter, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much, Bobby. Lovely intro. Lovely dry rope, by the way. I love it. He definitely is wearing a dry rope.
Right. Fantastic.
Here comes Bobby.
Oh, that was... Now, that was absolutely mind-blowing. I just think you hit the water. It's freezing, but you just feel absolutely exhilarated and great. Peter, you get in now. Yep.
Yeah.
And then we'll chat about the app.
I'm going to dive in from over there. My favourite bit.
Now the sea, speaking of the sea, because the man who created the sea has just got out of the water. I only did like 30 seconds, but Peter, you went for a good swim.
Yeah, I went for the cold therapy, the deep cold therapy.
Yeah.
Bobby, yeah.
Yeah, well done. How do you feel now?
Ah, great.
Yeah.
You're really grounded. It's just like, I just feel like I'm in the body and feel great.
Good man. Now tell us about the app. How did it come about, first of all, and what's the thinking behind it?
I guess it started from just a passion for swimming in the sea for me, and I bought the sea.ie 4 or 5 years ago, and I couldn't believe I got the sea.ie, the domain. That I was like, Ireland and Ireland.
Great.
Such a great ring to it,
yeah.
The sea.ie. How did nobody buy that? But anyway, I got it, and I guess it started, the thought was it would be a website that gave you all the swim spots and the tide times, and then that grew out in my head to be something that really, there needs to be something that maps the coast a bit more and all the culture and the environment and the heritage spots and
okay.
and all of that. So it goes kind of into all those areas and is mapping the coast basically of with all the swim spots and all the surf spots, and you know, but it's also a wiki app, so users can put in the swim spot, their
okay.
swim spot. So there's loads of swims. I mean, we've got 150, I think, on the app, but there's thousands of swim spots in Ireland.
You know, I know a few good wild swimming spots over the years. And the fact is, what people do generally like about them is that they're actually quiet and they maybe don't want to tell everybody about them. But maybe that's not a problem.
Well, you know, that's fine. I mean, yeah. it's definitely true of surf spots more than any other spots. The surfers are very
fishermen are even more
secretive, so you know, but sure, isn't that the way we want to keep things secret because they're special. But yeah. I think everybody's just into the sea now. There and it's a useful resource for people to have, you know, if you are a sea swimmer and you're going to the west of Ireland and you're from the east coast, it's great to I'm going to start shivering now. it's great to have a space that you can look up these spots. You want to find the nicest spots in the area
yeah.
you're going to carry for your holidays. Or
it's all the things a sea swimmer kind of needs to know in one place.
Yeah.
There's also kind of an advocacy piece, you know, where I know you're into sea conservation, and you know, there's a message there that we have to protect the sea, and you know, for those of us who enjoy it, you know, we have to contribute maybe to that
yeah.
to that cause. So how does that element of it work?
Well, first off, it's about, we've got a lot of information in there around the current well-being of the sea. There's the first podcast is with Eiske Britton, who's an Irish champion surfer for 5 years. She's named after a surf breakup in Sligo, Eiske, and she's a marine scientist, and she'd talk a lot about in that first podcast about the well-being of the sea. And then we've other podcasts with Anya Murray, who's an Eco Eye presenter and has a podcast or a radio show called Nature File. She talks a lot about the well-being of the sea, and it's really in terrible trouble. I mean, I think a lot of people understand that these days, but it's kind of, you know, every second breath we take comes from the ocean.
Yeah.
And where the large mammals are in desperate trouble, yeah, because of overfishing. And so, you know, we've got to find out these things. If we're gonna want to use it and enjoy it for the future generations, it's got to be really, really better managed. And marine protected areas is a big part of the what we need to really amp up.
And then, you know, everything has to pay its way. So how have you got any kind of commercial aspect to this app that, you know, that you can fund, you know, that can go back into it?
I'm going to get onto the Dragon's Den, maybe. They're going to fund it. No, there's revenue stream potentials. First, it's just a free app that people are download. We're going to build a community, give people, it's a service for now.
And I think if people see the value of it, you know, people will support us in whatever way they generally support things. I think if they see the common good.
Yeah. So there can be a cost for different levels with the app as it develops. This is the first version. It's the very first version. So it's, you know, it's not, nothing's perfect. First time out of the block. So we've got to build it and add to it, add features. And there's all sorts of revenue streams that will come in there. And then there's the potential to sell people their swimming gear and dry ropes and all the rest. So I have a concept in there called Sea Bay.
Yeah.
So look, watch out for Sea Bay in the future iterations of the app, and that'd be another revenue stream. But look, the other part of it is that it's very much about the advocacy. It really is. That's been my kind of life for the last couple of decades, is all sorts of different campaigning, environmental campaigning. Yeah. I'm definitely an environmental campaigner. I'm an activist. So this is a contribution to that from myself in a year during COVID, when my events business, I run events, and obviously I wasn't doing that for the last year and a half. So I really got the time to kind of look at this and develop it. And for now, it's a service to the sea lovers of the island, you know.
Yeah.
It really is. So
it's great to come down here today and just to see the kind of community that is around. And this is a perfect example of said community, where people are friendly, people are interested, people chat.
Yeah.
And sometimes we forget about how valuable that is.
Yeah, it's funny. You know, you see people come down and their heads are down. When they come out of the water, they're all looking at each other in the eye and chatting. And people are much more present and in themselves after the swim. There's just no doubt about it. It's what happens, you know. I mean, it's fucking freezing. it gets you right in there.
Well, listen, it's been a real pleasure to go for a swim with you, to chat about the app. The app is called The Sea. Find a route to it by thesea.ie, and then you can download it. I think it's a really, really cool idea. All the things a sea swimmer needs in one place, plus the important bit about saving our sea. So Peter O'Brien, swimming companion, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks a million, Bobby.
Now, the amazing thing about coming for a dip in the 40-foot is you meet everybody, and everybody says hello to you, and everybody talks to you. And I was just chatting as I got out from my swim to this lovely lady, Rochelle. Rochelle, how are you?
I'm grand, feeling good after my dopamine dunk.
Okay. Now, you're an active swimmer down here, and why do you swim in the 40-foot?
Well, I wouldn't say I'm an active swimmer, but basically I'm doing a fundraiser for the month of May, where I said I would throw myself in the sea for a cause for young onset Parkinson's disease.
Okay.
So basically, Parkinson's is where you're lacking dopamine, and you just get a really big hit of dopamine when you dump yourself in a cold sea. So I've only started 2 weeks ago. I could only last a minute, but actually now I'm in more swimming for about 10 minutes. It's amazing. I just feel so good with it.
So if somebody wanted to help your cause, how could they get in touch, or how does one donate, or how does it work?
Well, we have a GoFundMe page.
Okay.
So if they search for Dopamine Dunk, there's no other fundraiser called that.
I have to spell it as well.
So yeah, Dopamine, D-O-P-A-M-I-N-E, and then Dunk, yourself in the sea. And they can donate. And basically the money is going towards sending people with young onset Parkinson's to the World Parkinson's Congress in Barcelona next year. where basically people can learn how to, you know, live, you know, the best they can with you know, one of the fastest growing neurological conditions in the world. Okay. And also it has a ripple effect because people then go home to their own countries and then they can help other people like I've done with Parkinson's here in Ireland.
Well, listen, always good to say hello. We'll do what we can. We'll give you a shout out. And thanks for joining us here at the 40 Foot.
Well, thanks very much for having a chat.